Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of our equality and diversity talks around the music industry. And today I have Devin and Beck, who are part of Hunting Hearts. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for coming along. Would you like to introduce yourself to the viewers and tell them a bit about yourselves, what you do, and where you're from?
I'm Devin. My pronouns are he, him. I am the bassist and backing vocalist for Hunting Hearts, but I'm generally a multi-instrumentalist. Mm-hmm. I like playing drums. I'm currently a director of a not-for-profit community events venue and centre called The Art House in Southampton, which is where we're from. But I'm leaving soon to go to make instruments at West Dean College,
I am Beck. My pronouns are they, them. I am also a multi-instrumentalist. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist of Hunting Hearts. I do lots of music stuff. I'm currently a choir teacher for Sweet Charity Choir in Southend, Dorset and Southampton. I compose sometimes for film. I write music whenever I can, basically, is what I do.
Amazing. What amazing talent you have. So would you like to talk a little bit about the community you represent and kind of some of the barriers and obstacles that you've had to overcome in being an artist in the music industry?
When I talk about what we're representing in general, I say that we are a trans band. Yeah. But personally, as a musician, in the rest of my life, I am trying to kind of represent non-binary people and also to a sort of like extra effect, specifically fat non-binary people and fat trans people, because, you know, there's such an emphasis on image, both in the industry and also in our community. Totally. That I think it's so important to like be here, be fat, take up space, and, you know, not shut up about.
Be you and love you for who you are. I think that's amazing. And that's really nice of you. And well done for promoting non-binary, because I think there's not enough awareness around being non-binary today. And there's a lot of confusion. So I think by having people like yourselves in these positions, educating, inspiring, and just there kind of explaining to others what it's like to be like, to be different and those challenges that different people face in communities. So well done for that, Beck. That's really inspirational. And what about you, Devin?
I think for me, I definitely felt like I didn't belong in the music scene, even though I'd been helping run this venue for like years and booking bands and stuff. I felt like I wasn't good enough, but I think also when I was younger, feeling so out of place, and also like essentially music was a guy's thing, right? Even though I knew that I was a man then, obviously I wasn't seen as such. I think I also expected that it would be a lot more kind of misogynistic and unwelcoming, but I found at least in Southampton, the music scene has been totally like cool and open and really supportive of what we do, but of each other as well. Yeah.
Great.
Like, sure, there's lots of dudes, but they're nice dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, like being trans in the music industry, that must come with a lot of different challenges. So like, as you've transitioned, have you found that you've got a lot more confident in your body and you're able to do more because of the transition and the way you feel about yourself?
Oh, yeah, I would not be on stage. Otherwise, I've been really lucky with my transition.
Yeah.
And I recognize that and I appreciate it, but also, you know, I could be stealth, right? But I don't, like, I'm a trans person and I like that identity in me. It's my history. And I also, I want to use the good fortune that I've had in like being accepted by my family and I accessed my transition when the wait list was, like a year long, but it was just a year long.
Yeah.
Now it's so hard for people that, I'll always be part of the community and I'll always stand up. Like something I do on purpose, especially like at Pride, is perform topless so that people can see my mastectomy, my chest reconstruction scars. And we've actually had feedback about like how that has helped
people, like help parents
and young kids.
Yeah, see that. Oh, you know, that's the other end of the tunnel, I guess. And because I think a lot of people, and it's, you know, their own prerogative to do it, but once they like have surgeries and transition in that kind of A to B way, at the other end, they're kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm done now, and that's for them to decide. But yeah, for me, this is what I do.
I think it's amazing. And like we were saying earlier on, I think, again, it's about, because the music's such a sociable business and it's about meeting people and social media and image, I think this is another problem that our communities face, is if you're feeling dysphoric about yourself and you're not feeling comfortable, then that hinders you being able to get out and socialize and get out there and network and get out there and put your face on different platforms on social media, because we struggle with that, you know. And I think it's a journey, and by explaining that to certain people in the industry, maybe that will help them understand some of the reasons why there aren't as many of us as there should be, you know. Because I think there are, like you said, there are people paving the way, like we all are now, but there's just not enough of us and we're not very visible, you know. So I think it's about collaboration.
And there's another big thing, there's, you know, there are, like, in terms of sexuality now, we have a lot of artists that are coming out as bi, there are people coming out as non-binary, but what's happening is they are achieving a level of success under the guise of being heteronormative. I'm not knocking it, I think it's really great that they're coming out, but I think there are people achieving, you know, industry standard success under a guise of being heteronormative, cisnormative, and then it's really obvious that, like, they need that security before they feel able to come out.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that that's really sad. I think that it's difficult for people to start their career off on this. I guess people kind of consider it a back foot. It shouldn't be. But, like, yeah, so it's really helpful when, like, people who are already famous are coming out. But it's also really important to sort of have people who feel safe enough and are confident enough to start from a place of being open about their gender and their sexuality and things like that.
I'm sure that it must be so difficult well. And especially, I would say especially gender, but, like, for any reason to come out as anything other than cisgender and heterosexual, that you worry that you'd lose your fans. But yeah, I guess for us, at least, we know that the people that we're cultivating from the very beginning know who we are, and you know, that's,
and we love you for you. And I think that's extremely important. And again, it's about representation, isn't it? And it's about having younger generations to look up to and aspire to be like somebody who they identify with. And I think, again, like you said, there's parents that appreciate what you do and there's children that appreciate what you do. And it's very empowering for people that are struggling, you know, and I think it's something we need to do more of because it saves lives. And this is another important fact. I've lost friends along the way, and I'm sure, you know, people that have had a lot of struggles with transition and acceptance. And it really can be detrimental to their mental health and their confidence. And this is such a shame. But I think the more we see people like yourselves getting up there, doing what you do, it's very inspirational and inspiring. And just telling your story as well, like, it's amazing what you're both doing. And I take my hat off to both of you. So well done for that, because I know it's not always easy.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what would you say from some of the things that have gone really well for you at the moment?
Well, yeah, our reception from the very beginning has been, like, just incredible, really. People have, like, believed in us and believed in what we're doing. When we look back at what we were like, you know, in our first few gigs, and then what that led to and the relationships those formed, we're like, wow, we're so grateful that people kind of saw the potential that we had at that time. But yeah, like, our fans, especially the core kind of, like, Southampton, but, like, you know, we have really hardcore fans all over the world at the moment.
Which is, and
like you said, like, some of those people have reached out to us and said that, like, our music and what we represent has helped them through some really tough times. And then, you know, we've also had people closer to home say that it's helped them come to terms with, like, their gender. And we don't it's not just the music, it's about, like, our events and our gigs.
Yeah, it's about the environment that we cultivate at our shows. Like, we always make sure that we have some kind of seating. We always make sure that we have gender neutral toilets. Like, and these are things that for a very long time I kind of took for granted. I was like, well, yeah, sure, of course we'll have that and it won't make that much of a difference. But then I started going to other people's local gigs and I was like, why do I feel different and like slightly, not necessarily unsafe, but just a bit on the defense,
on the outside.
Yeah, on the outside. And it's like, it's incredible. And obviously the thing about the environment that we're cultivating is that that is not something we are doing alone, that we are building a rapport with audiences that they feel safe enough to like help us feel safe, you know. And it's incredible. And yeah, I mean, Devin's right, having people that you've known sort of come to you and say, hey, I just want to let you know, these are the things that I have realized about myself. And that's because of the space that you've helped create.
Yeah.
Like that is, we'll sometimes get bogged down by like numbers and, you know, streams and things like that. But then we'll always have a message or somebody who reaches out to us that grounds us back into the community work that we're doing.
Yeah,
that's which is incredible. And rewarding. Yeah, certainly. So what kind of things are you up to at the moment with the band? Have you got any up and coming shows? Is there anything, is there a lot going on with you guys at the moment?
Yeah, we are busy. So we just did Out and Wild Festival in Wales,
which was incredible.
Which is really cool, Pembrokeshire. Yeah. And then we did the first People's Pride at Southampton,
yeah.
Which is like a grassroots pride alternative to Southampton Pride. and that went really well for their first go. You know, there were some hiccups, but nothing that I'm sure they won't work on for next time. But yeah, upcoming gigs. So we've got HMV tomorrow in Southampton.
We're doing an in-store at HMV, which is super exciting for the 15-year-old emo guy that I was.
and then I'm going to Glastonbury next week. So I'll be doing like on the ground, this is what Glastonbury's like on our Instagram page. One day hopefully we'll play. That's my dream. I don't care what stage at the moment, I just want the band.
We'll play in the car park.
Yeah, it's the car park.
That's lovely.
Stop killing my dream. This is not what we made a band for.
Something that's probably more pertinent to some of the people that might listen is we've got a July the 1st Paper Dress Vintage gig in Hackney.
Yeah,
corner from me. I have to come to that.
Please come. Yeah, please, it would be incredible to see you.
We'll be promoting that every week, at least once a week, every week until it happens. So you should hopefully see the links and everything.
Yeah.
And then for my birthday on July the 8th, we're doing the Exchange Basement in Bristol.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's going to be really fun.
I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be our first gig in Bristol.
It will be our first gig in Bristol.
Finally, after 4 years.
Yeah. And then I think we've been invited. We've got some things on the horizon for Brighton, Boscombe.
Yeah, but that's the one with the long hill going up, isn't it? You go up that massive hill.
It says whatever.
I know. It's okay. It doesn't read what it looks like.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing makes sense.
What else? We're trying to organise a queer prom in Portsmouth with Wise and Artemis, who are some queer bands who, like, you know, we love Artemis. If anyone's listening to this, check out Wise and Artemis.
Great group. Honestly. So good.
And then what else? We've got Pride, Southampton Pride in August.
Hometown Festival in September, which is in Cambridgeshire.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's all of our confirmed dates so far.
Yeah, but there are more things that might be happening. Might not be happening.
Have you got any social media handles where people could find you and find out more information on what you're up to?
Our Instagram is Hunting Hearts Band. And then our Facebook is Hunting Hearts UK. Our website is huntinghearts.uk. And we also have a mailing list you can join via our Facebook or our website. And we send out underdog updates every Wednesday about what we're doing, what's coming up, and all of that kind of stuff.
So if it's amazing band out, please go and find them on social media, follow them, like, subscribe, and share the amazing work that everyone is doing for this band. Hunting Hearts sounds amazing. Is there anything you could kind of share with, say, if you was to do this 5 years ago, what you've learned from it now? If you was to tell yourself 5 years ago something that you've learned now about the music industry, what would that be?
It would be just jump in, really. Like, for me, that's like specifically for me, who can like socialize and is like get something from meeting people. But initially I was so like nervous, even though I wasn't like that at all as a person. I thought, oh, people are going to know I don't belong in this community for some reason. I'm like an imposter. I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't, right? But I've learned way more by jumping in and talking to people and just like saying yes to things in the last 2 years than I had in the three before that, where I was just a bit timid. So yeah, like the stage is a place where you can be yourself. And it's one of the few places where you can. Sometimes you might feel pressured to be someone else, act like someone else, but really the best way for you to like connect with an audience and be on stage is just let it out. And that doesn't have to be anything like over the top. But yeah, as long as you're like you on stage, that will get the message through as well. Yeah.
I think for me, I would just say to myself that like that it may feel like there isn't space for you, and it may feel like you're different and that's bad. And when you look at yourself during films, or like you look at yourself in pictures and things like that, and it feels like you don't look right, it's because no one's ever seen someone like you do that before. And the entire world and the entire industry is just waiting for you to take your place. Like the space is there, you just have to take it. And you know, it's scary as hell. But once you've done it, it gets easier and easier, you know? And I think that's the big part.
I love that. And I think it's totally true. Like from what I've learned from my own experiences as well, is when you take yourself out of your comfort zone, that's when you're actually growing. That's when you're actually developing, isn't it? It's when you take yourself out of that,
yeah,
and put yourself into situations that you're not always comfortable with. And it's really true what you say, because I even look in the mirror sometimes and I don't like what I see, or you know what I mean, you don't feel 100% comfortable all the time. And I think we all have that. And I think it's about understanding that you're just as good as anybody else. Like, because I think sometimes we can even be hard on ourselves. We don't need somebody else to do it. Sometimes I think we're harder on ourselves than what other people can be at times as well. So I think it's also just about loving yourself. Sure. As well, right? And just like you said, finding your space,
yeah,
is extremely important. And I really think
I spent a long time after we did the videos for our album,
yeah,
looking at the cuts and thinking, why as a fat person did I decide that running around and like fighting like things like that, why would I decide that that looks good? And I spent a really long time hating watching something that I slaved to try and complete and loved so much. And then my good friend, like you said this to me, and then also our friend Joey said this, like the reason that it looks weird is because you've never seen someone do it before. And so then it's like, okay, well, if I'm the one doing it, then that means other people don't have to feel like I feel.
Yeah, that's
so, and it, that was like a real lesson of like just embracing what I look like in pictures, you know, as a trans person, as a fat person, as a person with like dysphoria and dysmorphia issues.
Yeah.
Like people need to see you.
Yeah.
And not a curated version of you, but they need to see you.
Yeah. Yes. Great advice. Yeah, I totally love that. And I was going to say, like, we've covered the kind of barriers and the things that you're doing. So is there anything you've kind of got to, if there was any kind of trans bands out there now that would love to kind of do any collaborations or do any things with you guys, are you open to collaborate and for letting people work with you and do some things like
that?
Well, we absolutely, and we are looking for people to be on our, well, we're doing a remix album of the album that we just come out with. It's got a pretty cool name, but yeah, we're looking for people to collaborate with on that. The money that we make selling that remix album, remix covers, whatever, reinterpretations, we're gonna give it all to Beyond Reflections, who are our local Hampshire trans charity.
Well done. That's amazing. I think that's great. Well done. Well done. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, also, yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to say, like, something that we struggle with sometimes is talking to other bands, because we're like, oh, they're too cool or they're too busy or something. If you want to reach out to us, just reach out to us.
We are the ones that have our inboxes.
Yeah.
Like it's us. Yeah. It's us doing it. So like we don't have management. We don't have a middleman. It's us. If you message us, the reply that you're getting is written by us.
Yeah.
And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. And don't be shy. Just like just reach out to us. we will listen to your stuff. If you want advice, anything, and if you want to collaborate, yeah, just reach out.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you very much for doing this talk with me today. I think it's really amazing to listen to your story. Very inspirational, full of great advice. And I'm wishing you all the success with your career and everything that you've got coming up. It sounds fantastic. And yeah, I can't wait to come and see you in Hackney, because that would be great, because I'll come and hear you play.
Oh, it would be so good to see you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad we crossed paths. This is the best thing that came out of going to that networking thing, for sure.
Thank you so much. And it's been such a pleasure and so refreshing to finally meet other people like me in the music industry, because that lack of representation, it does have an impact on the way you feel, and like you said, the way you look at yourself. So thank you both very, very much. It's been extremely refreshing. I'm so happy to have met you, and I'm wishing you all the best. And if there's anything I can ever do to help you, feel free to reach out to me too. And I can't wait to keep our relationship going. I really can't.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you for inviting us to this.
Yeah.
Absolute pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. Keep up the amazing work, and I hope you have an amazing afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine, and I'll be in touch again soon. And don't forget to send us an invite, because I really want to come.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.